From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Some California lawmakers are calling for a constitutional amendment that would require all bills to be in print and online for 3 days before a final vote in either chamber. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
The proposed amendment would require greater transparency for all legislation, including the state budget. Every year, lawmakers complain of last-minute legislation or changes in legislation that are not fully reviewed. Democratic Senator Lois Wolk is one of the authors of the proposed amendment. She says the current system prevents the public from weighing in on issues and often leaves lawmakers unsure of what they're voting on.
I have not seen a bill come before me in my 10 years in the legislature that would have been harmed by being in print 3 days. I have seen many bills that have been put into law that could have been vastly improved by a public vetting.
The proposed amendment has bipartisan support. It exempts bills required to respond to a state of emergency. It would also allow committees to begin reviewing legislation after 15 days rather than the current 30-day requirement. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A special legislative session to deal with health care starts in Sacramento today. California Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley says the session will enable health planners to stay on track for full implementation of the Affordable Care Act in 2014.
If we complete the work quickly, the session will close and the laws enacted therein will be effective 90 days later. So we could have the laws ready for implementation by late spring or summer instead of having to wait until next January.
Lawmakers will focus on three main areas of health system change under the federal health law. Bills will change rules in the private health insurance market. They'll clarify Medi-Cal enrollment changes and will explore creation of a new coverage option for people up to 200% of the federal poverty level. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.